Okie dokie, and we're back in again for the second hour. And I'll just finish off with this final story about Clinton specifically. But they're saying here, for her part, Clinton has pretended that she will rein in big pharma companies that have a tendency to overcharge patients. A tendency. It's one monumental ripoff in America and in Europe. In this briefing from September 2015, Clinton lamented drug companies' profits of $80 to $90 billion a year, as well as paying fines of hundreds of millions of dollars. And as I said before, and some of them at GlaxoSmithKline were fined over $1 billion a few years ago for gross criminality of not testing drugs and giving drugs out that were totally unsuitable for conditions that they hadn't a clue what the results were going to be. And they're still in business. And she said she believes that we need to hold the drug companies accountable to lower drug costs. Really, well, no, she won't do that, that's for sure. Owned and operated by Big Pharma and the health industry. In a subsequent briefing a year later, she decried dramatic price increases for drugs that have been on the market for years and years, like a 400% increase in the cost of EpiPens and a 5,000% hike in the cost of paramitratine or whatever it is for AIDS patients. If she's serious... Hardly is she serious. Hardly. According to publicly available donation filings, Clinton is in the top recipient of Big Pharma donations in this election cycle, the Hill magazine reported. Clinton accepted $164,000 in the first 6 months of her campaign from drug companies for more than far more than the rest of 2016 in the field. Cash from drug companies poured in despite Clinton's tough public stance to the industry. Well, she'd done a deal with them, that's why. By contrast, Senator Bernie Sanders, who gave Clinton a run for the nomination, leading the Democratic National Committee to rig the contest against him, turned down a $2,700 donation in a similar situation. But anyway, as for the remainder of the healthcare, International Business Times reported that as of January, Clinton's campaign has collected over $13 million from health-related industries while closing out her campaign in Iowa. Clinton declares that the Medicare for All single payer plan pushed by the then candidate Barack Obama during his first campaign would never come to pass. This is the same as Hillary Clinton, who pushed for single payer government health care. Well, we have an article further down the line here where Obamacare was designed to fail so as it could bring in total socialized medicine. That is a fact. But another thing that is gladly collapses. There's TPP and there's TTIP, the American versus Europe trade agreement called Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. That has come to a complete stop, and it's virtually going to has collapsed. But the media silent as anti-corporate trade deal protesters take Europe by storm. There's a massive awakening of people that these trade agreements are making them completely impoverished. And a guy writing this story for Activist Post, Carrie Wedler, what a name. Over the weekend, thousands of protesters across multiple countries condemned impending trade deals promoted by governments and their corporate partners. This is an article written this week, October 2016. Though the protests received little coverage from mainstream media, they stretched from Paris to Warsaw. This demonstration came amid the Commission on International Trade of the European Parliament plans to finalize Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, this week. The policy has been linked to so-called free trade deals pushed by President Barack Obama and Western governments. That's even a trade deal I haven't even heard of. CETA, which has been in the works for 7 years, would eliminate tariffs between Canada and Europe. Well, that's gone into a vicious row just yesterday and today, where the Canadians are getting really paid off how long it's taken to agree this, which proponents argue would foster increased trade and create jobs. Nevertheless, the deal has been criticized for granting too much power to multinational corporations, The Guardian reports. Well, the European Union, who has the likes of Mario Draghi, ex-Goldman Sachs apparatchik, running the European Central Bank, what do you expect? And that's one of the major reasons Britain voted to leave the European Union. Though the European Commission recently drafted a statement claiming environmental and health standards will not be diluted, not all the policymakers are convinced. Passage of the CETA trade agreement hit a rock bottom after the Parliament of Wallonia in Belgium rejected it. I didn't think they had the power to do that, considering the Belgians are well behaved well-behaved poodles in the European Union. They've described Belgium as the car park for the European Union, basically. That's the only status they have. Paul Mangetti vowed to block the entire country from ratifying the deal. This is proponents of CETA concerned about agreements, blah, blah, deal. Well, it reminds me of the fact that when Britain activates Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty to leave the European Union, there's a two-year negotiating period. And then the European Parliament, 750 members have to agree it, and 28 countries have to, without any veto, agree it as well. So that's going to be real fun. But I reckon the European Union will be in a state of breakup by then anyway, because Hungary now is. The Hungarians, I give them great credit. They've put wire fences on their borders and their military on their border, and they're keeping this stream of immigrants out, and they're breaking EU rules about it, but they just don't give a toss. And I think the Eastern Europe countries now, I've said this many times, are realizing they've gone from the frying pan of communism into the fire of the total bureaucracy of the European Union. And if they're smart, the Eastern European countries, there's six or seven of them, I think nine of them altogether, should make an alliance with them within the European Union, and they will be much, much stronger. And I think that's going to happen. And some of them, I think, will join with Russia eventually, because they'd have more in the modern open Russia, which is not the Soviet Union. Most Americans are fed this crap about Putin this, Putin that. The only politician of principle visible anywhere in the world that we can see is Putin, and that's backed up by Paul Craig Roberts, who's been analysing this situation for many, many, many years. As the Independent, that's the London Independent, which is now an internet tabloid, internet e-book, reported, opponents claim it will set a dangerous precedent to be used as a template to push through the controversial TTIP rules. But again, it's a bureaucracy of crap. 28 EU countries have to agree these deals. TTIP is another loathed trade deal that has been in the works for years. It is also the target of protests over the weekend, as this other CETA trade deal has been heavily compared to it. This is with America, Canada. TTIP is a bilateral trade agreement that is about reducing the regulatory barriers to trade for big business. Things like food and safety law and environment legislation, banking regulations, and sovereign power of individual nations and independence. Well, it's a forerunner of TPP, which is the destruction of democracy, citizenship, property ownership, and freedom. It is just disgusting. That's what it is about. But it's very much come to a head in the new year. But this other story I've been waiting to get to is absolutely outrageous. This Russia Today television service, which I've been watching for years, and I reference to it regularly amongst 23, 25 things a day I check information on. Russia Today, RT, is an outstanding. It's made up of American reporters and journalists, British, European, and Russian. And they're very, very open, and they're way ahead of the BBC. They're very fast with results. If they do a major serious interview, the transcript of the interview is up on the screen. Could you imagine that happening on CNN? And it has been an outstanding addition to news and journalism and freedom over the last 5, 6, 8, 10 years. I think they're in operation now. But what happened this week was that its bank account in the UK, which is most of its European operations, were told by the Royal Bank of Scotland, NatWest subsidiary, that their bank account was going to be closed in a month and to make other banking arrangements. Now, Theresa May claims she's nothing to do with this, but this is the Americans trying to get at RT, Russia Today. And this stupid woman, she's done a lot of good things, and she's a lot big improvement on Cameron. But Theresa May, it proves that the British don't have an independent foreign policy. I don't think they ever will with the bumbling Boris Johnson. But this is absolute crap. And I'll read this article as quick as I can. It's by Claire Burnish of Activist Post, and it says here, RT, Russia Today's bank account frozen. Assange internet cut in apparent move to silence Western critics. In a major development being described as a brutal blow to free speech, RT, the Russian outlet formerly known as Russia Today, has now found its bank accounts allegedly blocked by the UK. Our accounts in Britain have been blocked, tweeted RT's editor-in-chief, Margarita Simonana, Monday morning. All of them, decision not to be discussed, hailed freedom of speech. That's a convoluted sentence. According to RT, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zarakova said London abandoned any obligations to free speech when it moved to exit the European Union. Let me get this right. According to RT, Russian Foreign Minister spokesman Maria Zakharova said London abandoned any obligations to free speech when it moved to exit the European Union, as clearly evidenced in the inexplicable move by the National Westminster Bank. Well, I don't agree with that. In a statement from its press office on Twitter, RT announced RT has received a letter from the NatWest Bank, part of the Royal Bank of Scotland. Now only second, the Royal Bank of Scotland is regarded as second only to HSBC for being a corrupt bank. And Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS, is now up against $150 billion pound provision for lawsuits that is going to know it's going to lose when 16,000 businesses that they purposely bust to savage and cannibalize these businesses were known to be attacked by their own bank. And the Royal Bank of Scotland now can never be privatized by the British government. It's going to have to be wound down, and their private accounts moved to other banks. And the British, nobody has this story, but I certainly do have it from a source. The Bank of England is going to have to print something like £50 billion to put into the bank to cover the private bank accounts that have to be moved elsewhere. And this disgusting bank run by Fred Goodwin, will go down in history as one of the most corrupt ever. And it's outrageous. This global restructuring group, they have to do a program on that alone, which Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert have done numerous programs on. They did one there last week, program 980. And it is laid out very clearly what the global restructuring group was. If you're slightly overdrawn or slightly over... In trouble financially, they put you in this group and they stole your assets and sold your business off for virtually no reason at all. But the decision is incomprehensible. This thing where the NatWest Bank has shut down the accounts of RT and without warning, it is now not at odds with the countless measures that have been undertaken in the UK and Europe over the last few years to ostracize, shut down and downright impede the work of RT. RT UK will continue its operations uninterrupted. Well, it's an outstanding statement. Operation, it really is. If you go on to it, it's 9 specialist programs and a running news, and there's an RSS feed to check back on the stories, and they're on serious interviews like the one Sophie Shevardnadze did with Gorbachev. The transcript of the interview is there on the archive. The Irish Times used to do that many years ago, but you certainly wouldn't get that in an American news organization. In the letter announcing its decision, this is the bank, after reviewing the media outlet's banking arrangements, NatWest indeed provides no explanation for the cancellation of its client's relationship with RT, except to say, we assure you that we have only reached this decision after careful consideration. However, meaning the Foreign Office and the State Department have told us to shut your account. However, our decision is final and we are not prepared to enter into any discussion in relation to it. Isn't that sweet? Given the secretive nature of the sudden termination, speculation naturally must include RT's function as a state-run media agency, and the worsening situations between the West and Russia in Syria, Yemen and elsewhere, particularly as RT notes the UK's significant shareholding in NatWest. Well, Royal Bank of Scotland, NatWest, is 83% owned by the British government. It's in semi-receivership for the last nearly 10 years now, well, 8 or 9. Perhaps the baffling move would not be a suspect were it not for another apparent act of extreme censorship which began to unfold yesterday evening. This is this week. On Sunday night, WikiLeaks announced via Twitter that Julian Assange's internet connection had been purposely cut in his sanctuary-turned-prison inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Julian Assange's internet link has been intentionally severed by a state party. We have activated the appropriate contingency plans. Prior to this accusation, WikiLeaks has had tweeted a string of three tweets appearing to refer to its ongoing October surprise document leaks, including cryptic codes naming U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Ecuador, and the U.K. Foreign and Commonwealth Office, in turn setting off alarm bells by those concerned that the tweets indicated Assange dead man switch had been triggered. Although neither the cuttings of Assange internet access nor as that nor that a state agent was responsible have been proven, if factual speaks to the power wielded in the government, transparency is very badly written. And they're saying here, attempting to gag RT, no matter its Russia state association, also presents a troubling aspect about increasingly limited and denigrated press freedom. And they're saying, we have no idea why it happened. RT's Simonian, their female editor, told RBT, because neither yesterday nor the day before yesterday nor a month ago, nothing special happened to us. Nobody threatened us in any way. Hypothetically, this may have something to do with new British and American sanctions against Russia, which may be announced soon. It may not. Well, anyway, but the British government, through their state-owned bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS, cutting off the bank account of Russia today, that is truly low-life, scummy behaviour. Anyway, I should give out the phone-in number again. It's 800-313-9443 if there's something to add to this terrible debacle about the US election and the tyranny of the police state. That's basically what it is, the living tyranny that we're living in. I know there's a very good logo here on a piece about the all-seeing eye and the video cameras, and it's saying, despite post-war, post-Snowden outcry, report details new era of secret secret law. Nadia Propus is writing this. In the wake of 9/11, the US government began creating what has now become an unprecedented build-up of secret laws, and even the recent public backlash against them has not stopped widespread use of covert rules that impact Americans. Well, this is coming from executive orders from the President of the United States, and that are just unbelievable. Obama has issued several thousand. Some presidents only go as far as 20, 40, 50. But Trump intends standing all those down. Use of covert rules that implicate Americans' everyday lives, impact Americans' everyday lives without their knowledge, according to a new report from the Brennan Center for Justice. Never heard of that. The Department of Justice has kept classified at least 74 legal memos, opinions, and letters issued by the Department's Office of Legal Counsel from 2002 to 2009, this is the Department of Justice, on national security issues from torture to mass surveillance. According to the report, the new era of secret law, PDF, written by Elizabeth Gotian, co-director of the Center's Library and National Security Program. The new era of secret law. Would you believe that? And the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, F-I-S-A, court, which rules on intelligence collecting activity, is also hiding 25 to 30 opinions issued between 2003 and 2013 that were deemed significant by the Attorney General. In fact, most of the significant case law written before the National Security Agency, NSA, whistleblower Edward Snowden revelations remain undisclosed. Fully 42% of binding agreements between the US and other countries are also unpublished. But one of the most obnoxious laws, which was confirmed by the Supreme Court, America has the legal right within American constitutional law to invade any country and retrieve anybody they're looking for. that went down 2 or 3 years ago as a confirmation by the Supreme Court. The Washington Post, oh my God, spoke with Yale University international law professor Una Hathaway, who said that that number was pretty stunning. The only legal groundwork for secret laws that regularly makes headlines are FISA and OLC opinions, or whatever they are, Gotian notices. But there are other government entities that make laws as well. Anyway, we come up to the first break of this hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in again, and I think we have a caller, Mike in Colorado. Hello, you there, Mike?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Very good. I'm nearly horse reading at all this stuff, apart from the depressing nature of it all. But anyway, tell us what you're thinking, yeah?
Well, you know, back in April, our local PBS station took RT News from 6 p.m., which was a replay, to midnight. And I contacted them about their choice. That was about when Russia started to get involved in Syria, and they never contacted me back.
Well, what was your position on that? I'm amazed.
I think it was total censorship.
They were relaying RT stuff. Do you agree it's a very good station, Russia Today?
Oh, yeah. I watched them for years, and I follow them on the web, and their news seems to be less biased than any other corporate media, even though it's state media. It's got a little slant to it, but it's not bad at all. And as Russia started doing things, they just took it off and moved it, and now they play 2 hours of French news in English.
My God.
And it's like replay, so it's no blatant censorship.
I lived in Colorado for 2 years, and I have very good friends there. What's the name of that station again in Colorado that was relaying RT?
It's KBDI. It's Channel 12.
KBDI.
Yeah.
Channel 12. Who are they an affiliate of?
Oh, they're not. They're PBS. They're Public Broadcasting.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Yeah, I expect that. Yeah, well, PBS was pretty good when I was in America. That's a long time ago now. But no, thanks for telling me that. Oh, dear, dear, dear. But it's like this network here, Republic Broadcasting, RBN as it's known as, and as I'm just a flanker on the edges this early morning on godly time, but I don't know how many listeners we have, but we're looking to get affiliates, and John Stapler is the man who asked people to contact them if they think a local station would carry some of the programs of RBN. But I see. What do you do yourself, by the way?
You know, I'm actually a repair person. I fix sprinklers, and I'm a handyman.
Very good. Well, funny you should say that. A friend of mine here who is the services, like a DARPA-type person in the UK, on computer, he's now going to start up a business very soon, repairing computers and electronic items. And I'm telling him that's absolutely spot on, because we're coming to the era where in this financial collapse, which will absolutely be massive, it's going on right now, where quality items need repairing. So you're in the right area.
Because people can't afford to buy new ones, and they can't afford to move, and they can't afford to do a lot of things, so they have to just keep things ticking along as best they can.
Sure. For instance, when I was a fencing contractor and I worked in civil engineering for years, but to get a drill, say a regular drill, a Bosch or rubbish, but a Makita drill or the very good American Milwaukee, to get a switch replaced in a drill is near impossible now. You have to contact the manufacturer yourself, get it sent to you. It's easy to do it. But there's no repair guys out there repairing anything now. But believe me, it's coming back.
I agree. So keep up the good show. I just wanted to let you know censorship is everywhere.
Well, thank you very much. We'll call in again on any information. I'm glad to hear from you. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
Very good, very good. No, the man who's got his wits about him there. But I have a boring story I tell people. 10 years ago, I bought 3 metal zips because all the trousers I was buying were plastic zips, and I was doing outdoor work in civils and that kind of thing, and they would break. And the bane of my life, and most men, is the plastic zips in trousers. But do you think I could get a seamstress, a repair, a woman with a sewing machine to put them in? No. I finally found one here in a town in Wales years ago. But the cost of sending away through a dry cleaners is £12, which is about $14-15, which is more than the trousers is worth. But a simple thing like that is stunning what people cannot repair. But believe me, folks, one of the best businesses coming up in this collapse era is repair. If you can get a skill repairing even clothing, machinery, equipment, small items are right up the line, that is a business for the future. I absolutely stand over that, absolutely. I used to ask Bob Chapman, who, God rest him, he's dead now. He's one of the best financial people of the International Forecaster. What's the 2 best jobs in a recession? And I thought he was being cynical, but he did come to this one in my list. And he says, repo man and psychiatrist, which is true. But as regards a trade, repairable items and being able to repair them, that is a coming business, believe me. But anyway, we're just going on with this election carry-on and all the things attached to it. Mike Adams again here saying, voters warned, you've already lost America. The election is about taking it back in the last non-violent way possible at the voting booth. I hope to God it works. If you're not following the flurry of emails dumps now being released every 24 hours by WikiLeaks, you're missing out on the most damning revelations of systematic government corruption in the history of this nation. One thing about these emails, and I'm really annoyed with the Patriot movement, they've concentrated too much on these emails, because Clinton is delighted they're all going on about the emails, because you can bluff away through that endlessly, because the FBI backing her. But it's hiding 95% of the crime she and others are in. And they're falling for this. Not only the mainstream media not covering it, the alternative media are going on, banging on about emails. Some of them are important, yes, but it's the specific crime of the Clinton family, Bill and Hillary Clinton, from Arkansas to the White House in the last few years, and the criminals she's involved in and the money she's taking. If the emails are covering that up, that is the problem. So anyway, we're going to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
D. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen...
Okay, and we're coming back in again. Just dealing with this again, election overall today and the implications that are hanging, hundreds of issues hang on the balance out of this election that's coming up on the November 8th. But Mike Adams is going on here to say that the election is the last non-violent opportunity to take our country back, and I think he's absolutely 100% correct. This election on November 8th is the last opportunity to take America back without having things descend into open revolt or civil war. If enough Americans vote against Hillary Clinton and the establishment, we have a slim but real chance of indicting and imprisoning the criminals running the power cartels in Washington. This is America's last chance to avoid the kind of massive bloodshed that comes with open revolt, because I do not believe that armed American people will tolerate four more years of being ruled by a criminal cartel out of Washington. I truly believe that if Hillary Clinton wins this election, things will inevitably unravel to the point of open armed revolt, where tens of thousands of armed Americans march on Washington to occupy the government buildings and arrest the corrupt, treasonous bureaucrats running the corrupt. He's right there, but start in your own state, your own county, your own state collectively. It's state by state. And this whole thing of being a citizen of a state Washington is not part of the United States. It's the Masonic capital of the United States. That's what this District of Columbia is. I believe many elements of the military would join in such an effort, making it combined citizen military coup against the corruption in Washington. Well, I presume the 250 generals fired by Obama, which are now backing Trump, would be a key part of that. In essence, they are conspiring to rig everything. Town hall questions are rigged. Of course, debate questions are rigged. The polls are rigged. The news coverage is rigged. The justice system is rigged. Well, the American justice system is without a doubt an entrapment system, total entrapment. And no doubt the election itself is going to be rigged in order to make sure Hillary Clinton wins, who's the nominee of the multi-layered criminal syndicates. That's who she is, just like her father. The entire mainstream media, it turns out, is nothing but a collection of prostitutes pretending to be journalists. In reality, they are all Clinton operatives who operate with eerie similarity to obedience in Nazi party propaganda pushers. And he says here, I can't possibly cover all the incredible revelations coming out of these emails, so I strongly recommend that you read newstarget.com and breitbart.com to stay informed. Also the Drudge Report, and that Tyler Durden, he writes some very good stuff. Very up to the minute. Your country has already been overrun by criminals. If you love America, you're going to have to take it back, is another subheading of his article here. The bottom line is that you've already lost America. It has been overrun by criminal cartel of cheating, lying, murdering, woman abusing, anti-American traitors who pretend to act representing God. What he's talking about, women abusing, is the abortion laws. The media dutifully covers up all their crimes while pretending to be engaged in the news business, and the FBI pretends to be engaged in law enforcement while actually granting banker blanket immunity to all the criminals running Washington. Yes, James Comey is a criminal traitor to America and needs to be indicted and imprisoned for his collusion with the Clintons, absolutely, and his activities in HSBC, the most corrupt bank on the planet, possibly, second only to Royal Bank of Scotland. It's hard to decide who wins the prize. Your country has already been overrun. You're already lost it. You're now living in a... have I missed a page here? I have, yeah. In a tyranny. Anyway, he's going to say open war coming to America streets if Hillary Clinton wins. I can't believe I missed a page there. I don't have it here. You're living in a third world dictatorship that merely pretends to be representative democracy. And if Clinton manages to lie, cheat, or steal away to the White House because there's no other way she can get there, then America will descend into even more rapidly totalitarian dictatorship. He's talking about taking your country back. But open war coming to America streets if Hillary Clinton wins. If in this process, sadly, many American lives will be lost, blood will be spilt in the streets, and many patriots will die before they manage to seize control of government buildings and arrest all the criminals for high treason. As this is happening, I also see the possibility of armed patriots seizing key buildings of the leftist anti-American media, literally taking control of CNN and other media outlets that systematically lie to the American people to protect and corrupt the criminal regime in Washington. Remarkably, it wouldn't ever take a very large number of armed citizens to achieve this. Just a few thousand people could achieve all of this quite rapidly. I doubt that, considering what we raised against them. You're going a little bit light in the head here, Mike Adams, on this one. As most members of the local police, National Guard, and U.S. military will likely decide to stand down and allow it to happen, I doubt that. The real men and women of law, it depends who's paying them, you see. The real men and women of law enforcement in America already realize that Washington, D.C. is filthy cesspool of criminality and corruption. The thing about taking your government back, even at local level, if you don't get control of your bank account, you've not got control of anything. And that is the dilemma. Most people and the people who take it over now. Most people and military, of course, despite Hillary Clinton, there's a misprint here, and they know their lives will be put at grave risk by a Clinton presidency. They get the chance, they will gladly join in an effort to overthrow the corrupt criminal regime. He's repeating himself here a lot. And but anyway, it's just laying out very crystal clear the dilemma. But now go back to some of the other warfare that's going on. have no good news stories today, folks. It's all this area, depressing, attack, attack, attack. Chemtrails can be biowarfare or geoengineering history of biological chemical experiments. There are a friend and colleague, Vincent Finelli, has been hit with this in Lebanon on his farm in Lebanon, Missouri. It gave him shocking health problems. But the video, I want to talk about videos here, which I can't repeat here. But just chemtrails thing alone, that's one of the many, many subjects. I'll just try and make sense of this article. There's a video here that makes the case that there are two different distinct agendas of chemtrails sprayed out of airplanes. There is weather modification and geoengineering, correct. And then there are biological warfare experiments and toxic chemicals that seem to be disguised by the geoengineering materials, which can contain such things as aluminium, barium. It would seem as if the geoengineering spray could disguise other biological warfare agents and chemical use for completely different purposes. The video, well, I can't show the video, explores an astoundingly long history of U.S. government experiments and systems on biological warfare. Well, I've been saying for 20, 30 years, which it existed in the 70s, that weather modification techniques were being massively enhanced by the Americans and the Russians, but especially the Americans are the lead in it now. And the massive storms where move over and stop over an area, that's not natural weather cycle, that's weather modification. Louisiana, that was weather modification, and they're trying to depopulate Louisiana for reasons of control of the Gulf of Mexico for what they want to do there in oil exploration. Let's just try and find out. I can't read all these articles in advance. It's so much to read. He said, we're exposed to the Department of Homeland Security is still building another facility to experiment with biological warfare and things that they very well could be testing on us right now, even after safety breaches in recent years at similar facilities. The utterly disgusting nature of biological warfare. This is called the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, really, set to be built in Kansas to mirror the historically criminal Plum Island Animal Disease Facility. Wow. This is Orwellian. Please share this incomprehensibly long history with anyone who finds it implausible that the government would spray us with bacteria or toxic chemicals. Geoengineering is one of the main purposes that we call chemtrails, but it can easily disguise bacteria, biological warfare agents, toxic chemicals, and who knows what they may spray on us, only to be declassified years later, like all the other incidents. What we call chemtrails contain mostly geoengineering materials, but we must pay attention if we want to know when they spray us. Well, I don't know how you say paying attention to it. We have to do something about it. But I don't know why that this has been allowed. But there again, I'm mystified why America has 80% of farming is in the grip of GMO, genetically modified seeds. they've been taken over. America is gone as far as I'm concerned. I can't see how it can be taken back. It's just shocking. And it said, is climate change cover for geoengineering? CIA Director Cassius Camporani is writing this. Is climate change a cover for geoengineering, a premeditated campaign to generate public support for such programs as SAI, or stratospheric aerosol injection? Wow. As proposed by CIA Director John Brennan. What a specimen he is. While human activity of all kinds may well affect the climate, it would seem as if the US government, the UN, and other bodies of people are working to raise public fear of climate change for the purpose of generating support for weather modification technology and geoengineering. Yeah, that's how deceitful this is. David Keith is one of the more commonly recognized proponents of geoengineering. And it's saying here, my personal prediction, he says, in agreement with geoengineering activist Matt Landsman, that eventually the US will openly declare, we are going to commence geoengineering now to fight climate change, to wipe out the population, folks. That's what it's about. And if they haven't been using it for years already, then it will escalate to unseen proportions, making these chemicals look like child's play. CIA Director John Brennan even said some nations would be in opposition to SAI probably because Iran's president already accused accused them of using some technology to engineer their drought. Absolutely. Most of the droughts are caused by governments like the United States. And this entire thing of global warming is a filthy, filthy scam. We're in global cooling, especially here in Northern Europe. An SAI program, I'm trying to get the definition of SAI, it's back on the article here, would surely be a tool to enforce hegemony, never some benevolent last resort to saving the planet from climate change, which is in reality a threat to us all. But anyway, slightly convoluted article. It's not as clear as I thought it would be. The climate change and all this geoengineering and chemtrails all mixed in together. It's a warfare attack on us. Excuse me. And I said the never-ending war on terror is fed by anger and profit. It's actually referring to videos here. In this episode of the Geopolitical Reporter with Kurt Nimmo, we look at the FBI admitting suspected homegrown terrorists are motivated by American foreign policy in the Middle East. Is it possible the FBI is taking advantage of Muslim outrage and anger to feed the military-industrial surveillance complex and the national security state? If ISIS is a real terror threat, then why does the U.S. government have to manufacture its own plots? Come and join NewsBud in this article. And okay, I don't have the rest of that. But again, as regards to police state and just low-life activities of police department, story here from Florida. Police department busted for contest among police officers to see who could extort the most money from drivers and the most arrest the most people. Whoa, this is October 20th. Eventually, effectively annihilating law enforcement claims. Effectively annihilating law enforcement claims, writing tickets and arresting people are matters of public safety. A Florida police department has been caught red-handed holding a contest offering a reward to officers who generated the most citations and arrests. Last month, an internal memo obtained by Channel 9 in Florida revealed the Winter Springs Police Department in Florida held this reward-based citation production contest, likely to generate a bit of extra revenue by commandeering people as often as possible through legal state extortion. Winter Springs Police Department insisted in a statement to Channel 9 the memorandum was meant to promote teamwork and camaraderie. Such BS, and should not be equated with any sort of quota system. Barefaced lies. More than 100 citations, warning, and arrests were made during the weekend of September 10. A handwritten memo titled Delta Shift Weekend Competition offered points for everything from a written warning to DUI arrests that weekend. The winner would get to float for a pay period and also a surprise, meaning cash. Jeff Lotter, a former Orange County Sheriff's Deputy and a Florida Highway Patrol trooper who now works as a traffic attorney, admitted to the station the officer's discretion would likely be affected by the promise of a reward. I think the quota has a negative connotation. Meet this standard or you're punished, Lotter explained. This is the inverse of that. He's writing a crap article here. I know what he's saying, but the way he's going around this. But anyway, a totally corrupt police department just out to get as many people as possible. And one of the examples of the fines they're issuing was Channel 9 reported a single driver was issued a $206 ticket for speeding, a separate $116 fine for failing to change his address on his license, and a third fine of $166 for an open container. Well, nearly $500 there. Another received a $116 ticket for lacking proof of insurance and one for $131 for speeding after having exceeded the speed limit by just 9 miles per hour. Such ordinarily illegitimate or at least highly questionable fines don't lead to confidence in policing, that's putting it mildly, especially given the current evaporation of trust between law enforcement and the American public. But anyway, that's the name of that police department again. I just give it out. The Winter Springs Police Department in Florida. Beware if you're down in Florida and coming in contact with them. But there's no end to it. On my desk here for this week alone, out of that 400 pages of articles like this, I'm trying to pick out the most interesting ones. Globalism, the monster in the presidential campaign. Yeah, well, that is worth talking about. Excuse me. Globalism, I mean, it's a cover-all thing for international crime and trade deals to destroy our jobs. That's what globalism is. And the morons who think we live in a global society. We lived in a global society in the era of Columbus. people who traversed the world. I mean, that is just absolutely meaningless crap. But John Rappaport is writing this article. I know we're coming up to the last break here now, but anyway, globalism, the monster in the presidential campaign, that over the weekend, thousands of protesters across multiple countries condemned impending globalist trade deals promoted by governments and their corporate partners. Though the protests received little coverage from the mainstream media, they stretched from Paris to Warsaw. Starting this when a system has been devised, planned and launched. Okay. Anyway, we're coming up to the last break and we'll conclude this after the break.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, I'll come back in as quick as possible. And we have a caller. I think I know who this is. Jenna in Washington.
Good morning, PJ.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I wanted to just chime in more about this nanotechnology that's being sprayed down on us. We were looking at a site called dataasylum.com and inferring that the particulates that we've been breathing, eating, and being showered upon have the effect, inferring, to that can be used for mind control. And it's an interesting site, and I posted it on the Chatango. And, one of the participants in Chatango knows how to just pop up and make the connection really quick. So
very good.
If listeners wanted to check it out,
Just to add to that, there's a spraying is about manipulating people, but the other vile thing is this 4G and 5G, microwave mobile phone transmitting towers. They are deadly, 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 deadly. I'm sitting beside a router here, which is 15 hours a day sitting beside it. It's doing me a lot of damage, I'm sure. But those 5G will destroy us. And the military have 1,500 processes whereby different frequencies, not those things, but in military interrogations, you can control and manipulate your mind. So we're in a shocking era here, there's no doubt about it, of the microwave technology from mobile phones and the military and the chemicals. And as I said, one of the broadcasters on this operation here, he's on GCN and RBN, Vincent Finelli, a farmer in Lebanon, Missouri, he was heavily sprayed by a C-130 in his farm and he got very, very ill. As I say, there is a remedy out there. I have to give it out because I'm not selling it. But Dr. Bill Deagle on his operations here in Nutri Medical has a thing called virus protection. It'll protect you from anything like that. And it's made up of four elements. And it's he has it to 1,000 times the power. And it's made up of iodine, colloidal silver, vitamin C, and garlic. Now, that's bizarre that those four should be in combination, but they will protect you from anything. Just to add to that, okay? I hope you're going to vote.
I heard you mention that.
Yeah, I'm very aggressive about that. It's no point in off. There's no opt-out here on this. But anyway, I'll contact Brian about the that famous turf cutter. I have the source of that in Ireland who's making that machine, and I might find somebody in Washington State who has a second-hand one, okay?
Yeah, put it on the Chatango, because CFR has
posted. I'll contact him directly. I'm not great on the Chatango. I find it annoying. certain things don't work for me. But anyway,
it'll be
him
archived. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you.
But no, thanks for the call, and we'll talk to you soon. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
But we're coming to the last few minutes. That's interesting. Dataasylum.com, yeah. One of the many, many sites dealing with this spraying, and I just don't know. It's not going on here in the UK. I check this regularly. It just would not get away with that here in the UK. We have fairly sharp reactions to things like that here, apart from political correctness, which is a disease we're suffering from here. And I didn't get to it today. I'll get it next week. A story in the Daily Mail today. This mother who brought up her 7-year-old son as a girl. The courts have taken the child away from her, thankfully. And the judges attacked her for doing. But anyway, we've come to the end of the program today, and we should be back next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.